forget Lot's wife, how she lost her life just because she looked around. Will you look this way? Cries the world today, but our souls for him are bound.
Keep your eyes on God, keep your eyes on God, and your body shall be full.
us, Lord Jesus, we thank you.
I want to thank the Lord tonight for the reminder that that song just gave me to give my eyes back off myself and unto God as we go on. Seems like I've been stumbling into the realization of my own inadequacy and my own failure. And I want the Lord to just help me to keep my eyes on Him. I think it was Brother Lawrence who said that all this introspection and self-examination just gets our eyes off God and back down on self. I just want the Lord to help me to keep my eyes on Jesus.
Faith for long. Thank you, Father, for reminding us tonight of your ways through your word.
Yes.
Thank you for this word, Lord, we've heard tonight, and we pray that it will minister deeply to our hearts and that you will continue to bring it to within us by thy working of the Holy
Amen.
Spirit, Lord. Lord, that it may not just be a heard word or a spoken word, but that it will become a real reality within us,
Amen.
Lord. Take out all fear, O God. Hallelujah. Drive it out, Jesus, we pray. Help us to keep our eyes on you. Help us, Lord. And thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you love us so much that you want to take care of us in everything in our life, in every detail of our life, and we commit our life to you. We commit everything about what's going on in our lives right now to you, Jesus. And thank you, Jesus, for delivering us from all our fears. Amen.
I don't know why it is, but when I am away, I praise the Lord loud and clear and sing my hymns loud and clear. But when I'm not here, I feel so self-conscious and I'm very quiet at the meetings and I just can hear myself whisper. I say the same words, but not out loud. And I'm going to pray to God that I could continue and praise the Lord when I go back to my own church, as I am doing here. Because I know that's the right thing to do, and I'm going to pray about it, and I'm going to do it.
Amen.
I don't know why. It's only here that I feel this way. But I have to change and feel the same in every church I go to.
Dear Lord, we thank you for all that you've done for our sister Friedman.
Yes. Yes.
Oh God, we know that you've done great things for us.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And now, Lord, we believe thee that you will help her to keep in the victory that you want her to be in. All the time.
Yes.
All the time.
Yes.
All glory to God.
Yes.
Our sister Friedman was saved here at camp, and she came here a few years ago. And interestingly enough, she was saved in a prayer meeting. Glory to God. It was the answer to many years of prayer by her loved ones. And God brought her out of darkness into marvelous light, and out of sorrow into joy. It was very precious, precious experience to witness. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes, Mrs. Bowers, I think you seem to be getting ready to say something. Come. But you better come over here. Turn around so everybody can see you.
I'm just reminded tonight, after we heard this message about this little word in Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing. many years ago, I've been in Pentecost for a few years already, and then one day I heard a sermon in church about these words, but they used the word anxious instead of careful, which of course is the same thing. And this minister spoke and said that to be anxious is a sin. Well, I never thought of it in that way. I thought that was being spiritual. And I thought it was something we ought to do. We ought to be anxious and concerned. But my, this word is so powerful. It just was having unbelief, and we weren't believing the Lord, and we were just taken up with our troubles and our difficulties, and we were not seeing the Lord, and we were not believing the Lord, and they said, what a terrible sin that is. I was so stirred when I heard that, and I really saw it was the truth. It was the truth. It's not spiritual to be anxious. And it's not spiritual to be worried and to be careful. And we don't get things from God that way. And so I went home, I wrote that verse out, and I stuck it on my mirror so that I would see it every morning before I'd start the day. And I'd watch. I prayed over that verse, and I'd watch. Now, how many times during the day I'd find myself getting anxious? And I said, no, that isn't right. I must not become anxious. I must believe God that He's going to take care of things, and He's going to look after me, and all that concerns me. And it made such a change. I used to be afraid of a lot of things, and I just, all of a sudden, those fears were gone. I didn't know when it happened or anything, but I surely thank God over and over again for this wonderful help that He gave me, and how much more pleasant life is. Well, we don't have to get scared, and we don't have to be worried, and we don't have to frown.
Amen.
And we don't have to carry a heavy load. All of that, just cast our care upon the Lord, for He careth for you. And sometimes people say, yes, but it looks like everything is going to pieces. And well, it will if we keep on worrying, maybe, but casting our care upon the Lord, He knows just how to hold everything together. Mm-hmm. He knows just exactly how to do it. And as we look to Him and keep our eyes upon Him, He knows just how to guide us and how to lead us and how to direct us. And it's all so restful then. When we strain, we fret, and we try so hard, and we get all worn out and perspire, and we get irritable with others because we're worried and all that. Well, we can see that's all of the flesh. It's of the natural man. And you know, if you get kind of irritable with others, check up and see if you aren't a little worried about something. If you're not a little anxious or concerned over something. Oh, how the Lord wants to bring us into rest. How He wants to bring us into just having confidence in Him. It's so wonderful that Jesus saw to it that we had this incident about Peter written in the Word of God. How that, it was marvelous that when Peter saw the Lord walking on the water, and he said, why, it's You, Jesus. Why, just bid Me come and let Me walk on the water. And He did. He said, come. And just as he was looking at Jesus, he's walking on the water so nicely. And then here came a big wave, and washed over his beard, and he's got all taken up with that and looking at that and down. And I was just thinking how when we begin to just see our troubles so big, and we get taken up with them, and we begin to go down, down, down. And then, of course, we need to come up again. Jesus got him by the hand when he cried to him, "Save me, save me." And he lifted him up and got him safely into the boat. The Lord is so good. When we fail, when we get down like that, and when we cry to him, as we heard, sought the Lord and he delivered me from all my fears, why, he lifts us again. He brings us up again. We don't have to stay down.
Amen.
As little young sister said here, well, keep our eyes on the Lord. And just keep looking at ourselves and examining ourselves. We don't see anything so beautiful. The beauty is all in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's the one who knows the way that leads to glory.
Thank you.
Trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting in
Thank you.
done something to deliver you from your fears in this meeting tonight and to increase your trust in Him. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Dear Lord, we thank you. Now we're going to dismiss this part of the service, but I'm sure that the Lord is going to continue to work in every one of us for His great name's sake. Hallelujah. Brother Bill Rodriguez, would you pray, please?
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for how you have been speaking to our hearts this night. And we do, Lord, appreciate how you're so concerned over every one of us, Lord, and you see just what we need, O God. And we pray thee, dear Lord, that you will cause us to keep these words, Lord, which we have heard, and not to let any of them slip, O God, but, Lord, to ponder them in our hearts, Lord, to and deal with you about the different things that you have brought up in this meeting, Lord. How you have given us this rest, Lord, for us to trust in, Lord. This faith, O God, this rest of faith. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, that with it also comes your joy, O Father. Jesus. Lord, we pray that your blessing may be upon us all, and that you will keep us in your presence throughout the rest of this night. In Jesus' name, whether we go or stay.
Amen. 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 Amen.